Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast. I'm trying to help you with your understanding of the English language so that you can write, speak and communicate in a much better way. So we try to improve the grammar, looking at idioms, phrasal verbs, other expressions, collocations, everything to do with the English language. So what do I have for you in this particular podcast? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to talk about vocabulary and particular English vocabulary relating to or related to age. Okay, so I'll give you a number of expressions or words connected with age and give you an example, and then hopefully you'll be able to get a better understanding how we use them. Okay, so here are the words that we're going to use. A toddler, toddler. A preteen. A 20-something, to come of age, a midlife crisis, on the wrong side of a particular age, to get on for a particular age, and to come up to retirement. Okay, so how do we use these and what do they mean? Well, a toddler is usually a very small child, somewhere between the age of 1 and 3. And we use the word toddler because they toddle about. They're a little bit unsteady on their feet. They're just beginning to walk from that age of 1 up to the age of 2 or 2.5. So they're toddling, okay? Under the age of 1, they are still babies. And once they get beyond the age of 3, they become little kids. Okay, so a toddler is at age 12, 13, 14 months up to about 2.5 when the child is toddling around. And when I look at my granddaughter recently, she took her first steps just before her first birthday. So she was toddling, you know, they whoops, go to one side, whoops, go to the other side, a bit like a drunk person, and then they sit down or fall down and eventually they get up again and off they go again. So a toddler, a little child, boy or girl, it doesn't matter about the sex of the child, it doesn't matter whether it's a boy or a girl, a toddler. Okay, second, a preteen. So anytime we use pre in the English language, it means before, yeah? Preteen, yeah, to prepare something in advance. So preteen is before the teenage years, and the teenage years start at 13, okay? That's the first teenager, 13. So the pre-teenage years could be 10, 11, 12, yeah? So could be classes for a preteen, or a gymnastics club or sports club for pre-teens before they get to that difficult age of 13, and then you have the terrible period from 13 up to including 19. So those of you out there who haven't experienced it yet, well, you have my condolences. I've been through it a few times, so if you need any tips or help, you know where I am. Okay, so a preteen, somebody before their teenage years. He had a lot of trouble in his preteen years. He didn't know how to study properly, was always getting bad marks at school. But once he reached his teenage years, he improved dramatically. Preteen. A 20-something, and a 20-something, a 30-something. We use this expression to say somebody is in their 20s. So he could be 21, 22, 24, anything between the ages of 20 and 30, a 20-something. So we often use it to say, oh, 20-somethings have a lot of disposable income, or 20-somethings are still living with their parents because of the current economic crisis and not being able to afford their own homes. What's it like to be a 20-something? What's it like to be a 30-something? Yeah, so we use it to express people in those particular decades, in those particular age brackets, a 20-something. I remember when I was a 20-something. It seems a long time ago now, but they were good times. So all of you out there who are 20-somethings, I'm envious, very envious indeed. So a 20-something. Next, to come of age. Well, we come of age when we reach a certain age in our lives. It used to be 21, and now I think it's more around 18. It's when we have experience, when we have responsibility, when we're able to stand on our own two feet. So it used to be many, many moons ago when somebody came 21, they got the key to the house. Yeah, literally, they got the key to the house because they were still living with the parents. They didn't have to ring the bell. They could come and go as they please. Now, when we say to come of age, it means to reach 18, perhaps to be about to leave or having already left secondary school and about to go in or just gone into university, to come of age. So responsible, take responsibility, be a man or a young woman, stand up for yourself, to come of age. Next, a midlife crisis. Well, a midlife crisis depends on when your midlife is, but often something referred to when we get to somewhere between the ages of 40 and 50. And we often use the expression when somebody changes their life completely. Perhaps they change their job, perhaps they start dressing very differently, perhaps they start behaving like they were 25 or 30 again, and somebody will say, oh, don't worry about John, he's having his midlife crisis. Yeah, so he wants to be seen to be young again. He's going to the discos on a Friday night or going out with the young people in the office. He forgets what age he is, so he's going through a midlife crisis. And a midlife crisis can be psychological or it can be actually physical. Yeah, we just don't want to get on in life. We don't want to appear or to sound or look as if we are middle-aged. So we start dressing differently. The hairstyle changes, the clothes change, and we go through that midlife crisis. We might buy ourselves a Harley Davidson, or we might buy ourselves a sports car, and the wife says, oh my God, he's going through a midlife crisis. Whatever next? What will he do next? Next, to be on the wrong side of something. So if you're on the wrong side of 40, it means you're older than 40. If you're on the wrong side of 50, you're older than 50. So somebody asks you, how old are you? Oh, don't ask me that, but all you need to know is I'm on the wrong side of 40. So it means you're not 38 or 39, you're possibly 48 or 49, yeah? So you won't see 40 again. As my mother used to say to me, you won't see 40 again except the number on the back of a bus, yeah? So the on the wrong side of a particular age means you're above that. Wrong side of 40, 40 plus. Wrong side of 50, 50 plus, and so on. To get on for. Well, when we're getting on for something means we are approaching a particular age. What age is your grandmother? Ah, she's getting on for 90 now, meaning she's 88 or 89. She'll soon be 90. What about the kids? Ah, they're getting on for 15. The twins, they're really doing well. Before we know it, they will be leaving school. Okay, so when we say someone is getting on for a particular age, it means they're approaching it very quickly. They'll soon be that age, and normally we think, oh my God, where did all the years go? Yeah, if we could only turn back the clock. Or the song says, turn back time. Yeah, who sang that? Cher, I think it was, to sang turn back time. Yeah, so to turn back time. So what happened to all of those years? Okay, and then the last one, to come up to retirement. Okay, so when we come up to retirement, we're not there yet, but we are getting there quickly. Maybe we have 2 or 3 years to go before retirement, but we're planning for retirement. We're planning what we will do next in our lives, where we might live, whether we might downsize our home, maybe we might move abroad, maybe we'll take up a part-time job, or maybe we need some financial advice, whatever it is, when we come up or as we are approaching retirement. So you get called in by the boss into the office. You're coming up for retirement soon, aren't you? Yes, don't remind me. Yeah. So to come up to retirement or to coming up for retirement, approaching it quite quickly. Okay, so there's some vocabulary relating specifically to age. And let me just run through them again for you quickly. A toddler, a preteen, a 20-something, to come of age, a midlife crisis, to be on the wrong side of a particular age, to be getting on for a particular age, and to come up to retirement. Okay, well, hopefully it didn't upset you, those of you who are on the wrong side of a particular age, but it'll give you something to think about. So words, English vocabulary related to age. So hopefully you enjoyed my podcast, and if you did and you want to contact me, well, of course, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to take on board your suggestions if I can and include them in future podcasts. So as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon